It's time for our Tibbetts Talk. Friday night, starting your Memorial Day holiday weekend with some Motown. A legendary sound takes center stage with Masters of Soul. Obviously, it's fitting for you guys to be here close to Motown. We're hour and a half, hour 45 minutes away from downtown Detroit. And so we're kind of in the heart of Motown territory. So that's going to be kind of a good ground for you guys to plow, isn't it, John, on Friday nights?
Yeah, we're very excited to be performing there on Friday, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So
no
tell
doubt.
Tell us about Masters of Soul, how you guys got together, and obviously you continue to must love this music.
Well, it's basically because we've been playing the music the whole time in our band, and we decided to just go ahead on and put together a Motown show. So with all the ones, the Temps and the Four Tops, and with all the girls and stuff. So we have a 10-piece act. It's four musicians that plays bass, drums, guitar, and keyboards. And then the three guys up front, and then the three ladies. So it's going to be a very enjoyable show. Want everybody to come out.
So, Brenda, why was that era of Motown so magical? Was there a secret of it, or is it just we needed that kind of music during that era?
I guess Dario can answer that. What do you say, Dario?
Well, I mean that was the music of the day. That was definitely the music of the day, along with others, you know. But still, by the same token, Motown kind of set a precedence. You know what I mean, for all the. As far as all the other groups, you know, I mean, it was straight soul music, and it was good for the soul.
Yeah. Well, obviously, Berry Gordy was the architect of most of this, and there's obviously the Motown Museum in Detroit that pays tribute to him with that. He had an outstanding ear for identifying talent, didn't he?
Absolutely, yep. He did. He had the ear. I mean, he started out, I mean, with from Jackie Wilson. He started out with Jackie Wilson. He did Sweet Petite for Jackie Wilson, and then he decided to go ahead, because, you know, he was working for Ford, and he decided to go ahead and incorporate a lot of other guys and start a recording studio, and all the other people that were in the neighborhood that had talent, he incorporated them. And that's what started the Motown era.
Yeah. Well, you guys
anyway.
Yeah, on stage Friday night at the Tibbetts Opera House, 7:30 with the show. And you said the 10-piece act for this. And I'm not going to ask you the tough question of what your favorite song to perform is. Is there a favorite group, though, that you guys kind of can most relate to, do you think?
I think you look at the Temptations with us, because we pretty much have the vocal structure for the Temptations. And that's... they have a lot of hits out there, and we just love every one of their songs. So can't go wrong with the Temps, that's for sure.
And
the ladies, they capitalize on Martha Reeves and the Vandellas and
the Supremes.
And then we've got one lady that's a powerhouse. She does Gladys Knight at the end of the show.
Oh.
So it's going to be a great, exciting night, that's for sure.
Well, you guys have the dance moves, too, and the costumes and all of that stuff with it. Have you ever figured out how much weight you lose at the end of the night from sweating up on stage?
Yeah, well, it's our therapy, that's for sure. You know, that's what keeps us in shape. The music and the mood, so that's for sure.
As you say, you don't need a gym membership, right? You just get up on stage.
No, I don't need a membership.
So what about the audiences? Obviously, it's a lot of the younger generation rediscovering this music too, aren't they?
Because in most cases, the parents were listening to the songs of the Motown era, and their kids have picked those songs up also. As well as music, because the movies and all of those are doing renditions of the song in the movies. Like you've got My Girl that's been played, and that's always crossed over. So we do a lot of benefit concerts for kids and stuff when we go on the road tour and so forth. And we'll ask them, you know, 10, 15 years old, ask them what is their favorite song, you know, that Motown did, you know, and most of them will always holler out, My Girl, My Girl. I, I love my girl. So we've always have to incorporate that song into the show.
Oh, very cool. So where are you guys based right now? Are you all over the country, or are you guys kind of all in one area?
Well, we're in one area. We're in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and the Tidewater area. So all right. We're all here.
Well, happy to have you guys traveling up here on Friday night for the show. It should be just a blast, and again, a perfect way to kind of kick off the Memorial Day holiday weekend for everybody. Tickets available at Tibbetts.org or call the Tibbetts box office, 278-6029. Guys, thanks for checking in, and we'll see you on Friday night, all right?
All right.
Looking forward to a good time. All right. There you go. The Masters of Soul on stage at the Tibbetts on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.